Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Bird, here at StopStrugglingNow.com. And today, we have to talk about a new project in Punta Cana called Aurora Luxury. That's right, they're calling themselves luxury condos in the middle of downtown Punta Cana. Well, we're going to have to talk about it today, ladies and gentlemen. No barriers to entry, no credit check, no qualifying. You just need the money to put down. So we have to talk about it. And welcome to Fosse Optics. Check. Stop struggling now. Gear. Check. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. Now, let's get to it. Welcome back, and I want to thank you so much for being here at the Stop Struggling Now YouTube channel page, and I want to give a special shout out to all the subscribers, everyone's support, because we now have surpassed the 13,000 subscriber mark, so I appreciate that. And once again, I have to mention the join button over here on the right hand side. That's how you can become a member of the channel. And as a member of the channel, you receive special messages under the community tab specifically for you. And you receive one or two videos per month specifically for you. And on the Wednesday night live streams, and in fact, all live streams, members can join the live stream, meaning the actual live stream feed with me on camera, or you can use an emoji, but either way, you have that option as well. So thank you so much for being a supporter with the icon next to your name. And I want to do something a little bit differently today, because I do want to say, please share the videos, because you never know who you could be helping with SSN Nation videos. You know how it is, no guru zone around here. And today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to say this is being sponsored by Stop Struggling Now merchandise, SSN merchandise. You should go get it. The link is down below in the description at the StopStrugglingNow.com website. And here's some merch that you can see here. Hats, ladies, t-shirts with the V-neck, hats, black, white, different motivational sayings, and some new gear is coming out to start off the 2022 slogan, because that's going to be nobody's coming to save you. So you're going to have to invest in yourself and save yourself. Here you go. Look at all the different gear. No fear, no excuses. F average, be legendary, be CEO of my life. Ladies, men's gear, hoodies, hats, yoga pants, yes, even that as well. Prices have increased due to, you know what, the cost of living goes up, ladies and gentlemen. So just a barely additional money added on to it. So there you go. All right. So let's get into this Aurora Luxury, downtown Punta Cana. If you missed the video for downtown Punta Cana and the development that's about to happen in the next 5 years, I suggest you go see that, because then you would understand why this Aurora Luxury Complex is going to be major, exceptional, and it's by the beach at Punta Cana City. It's on the east side of it, I believe, but the east side would mean it's on the other side of the beach. I'm still not clear on the location downtown, but the fact that you're going to be downtown with this type of complex is going to be awesome, and especially at the prices that they have right now. So we're going to have to get into it. Let me know what you think about this Aurora complex down below in the description, okay? I want to know. I do have a brochure that's a premature brochure that they broke out. This is not quote-unquote, the official brochure, which I will probably have by the end of another 5 to 7 days. There's also something else, but I'll get into that as we go along here, so please stay tuned to this. It's called Aurora Luxury, downtown Punta Cana. I do have pictures, so please stay tuned. Outside of this brochure, I have at least 20 to 30 more pictures to give you a more well-rounded idea. Now, again, some of you can't read Spanish. This is in Spanish. So there is a lobby and reception area. That's beautiful. They have a restaurant and bar on site. That's beautiful. Gymnasium fitness center is what I'm going to call it, because I doubt if it's just a gymnasium. This is downtown. They're not going to have enough room for like a real gymnasium American style. So it has to be a fitness room. Salon with events. Room with events. That is pretty major as well. Think about it. You can actually host people in a room. That's pretty decent, as long as it's open to owners. The spa with a sauna. I'm not exactly clear on that, what that really means. But any saunas is a good thing, because all this little jacuzzi stuff with cold water in a tub, I'm not really down with that. So anything that has a sauna, a spa with a sauna, I'm down with that. A real jacuzzi, that's cool. A guard, security, we love that as well. Now, the cinema thing that holds 25 people, that is pretty awesome as well. There's a place called the Ridge Tahoe that has a cinema there, and I believe it has 35 or 45 seats in it. And on noon, they play PG-13, I believe, movies. And then at night, they can play whatever the next level up. So maybe it's PG in the day at noon, and then at 5 or 7, I think it's a PG-13 movie. But anyhow, that is pretty cool. Now, this aquatic park for kids, major. Cigar club is very, very interesting. I don't know where that's going to be, but that's major. Valet parking, for one, if you live in downtown locations, you want valet parking. You don't want to have to look for parking spots. So that is pretty good. That's part of your HOA. So at least you're going to have one spot. That's what's there. Whether you have a one-bedroom unit or a two-bedroom unit, you're only going to have one spot at this location. Remember, this is just like downtown New York, downtown San Francisco, downtown LA. There's not many parking spots. So you're going to have to valet your car, which is cool. All right? Now, I can't read total Spanish. You know, I don't know what the artificial is and all that. But anyhow, now, this is 5,500 square meters of pool area, water, ladies and gentlemen. All the buildings pretty much has a pool around it. So without further ado, let's start getting into some of the pictures so you can understand why this complex has so much potential. Again, no credit check, no qualifying, but you will need to put down payments and make monthly payments. This delivery date is going to be early 2024, meaning somewhere between March, January through May, somewhere in there, 2024, this is going to be the delivery date. So you're going to have roughly about 30 payments. All right? Just remember that if you go with the payment plan. The first 20 people who reserve, it costs $3,000 to reserve, gets a 5% discount on the prices. One bedroom starts at $112,500. So roughly that's about what, $6,000 less? If you get the $5,000 off, so that'll be like $106,000. The highest unit is a two-bedroom penthouse. That's $198,000. So we'll round up to $200,000. So that means it's going to cost you about $189,000 if you're one of the first 20 people to reserve. So that's pretty major. Save yourself $10,000 in some instance. So this is the restaurant and bar in the middle of the complex. And notice the walkway on the left-hand side. And so restaurant and bar. Notice this little, it looks like they're going to have fire pit area here. That's pretty cool. If they actually make this, this is cool. That would be clearly luxury and lounge apparel and lounge gear and lounge environment, luxury living lifestyle. I like that. We'll see what happens in real life, but these renderings are pretty nice. This gives you an idea of the top view. And once again, notice on the bottom, they have jacuzzis, a little artificial lawn areas, and then they still have a little terrace, and you're in your pool area. Now notice your pool is shared by three different apartment complexes, but that's how it is. You still are walking out into your own pool. But it's going to be very interesting because anybody walking by, and I'm trying to figure out why they wouldn't think that it's a community pool on both sides. That's what I'm trying to figure out. How would anybody think that they're not supposed to go swimming in this pool? Because it's not like it's blocked off. So I'm just saying, just from a natural standpoint, if you have thousands of people living here, or 500 or 400 people, I don't know how many can live there, but still, that's very interesting. Look at this. This is what I'm talking about right here. Seeing how it's right here off the beaten path, this appears to be open to everybody as far as I'm concerned. If it's not, that's cool, but I'm just saying it would look to appear, even though there's nowhere to walk down in here, but who's to say? We'll figure it out. But this is a spectacular view, in my opinion. Restaurant and bar right here. It's smack dab in the middle of the complex, so you don't have to go too far unless they're charging way too much. But now this gives you an idea. Keep in mind, the buildings semi-circle, so the units on the end have a smaller terrace than the units in the middle, simply because the middle units, their terrace is going to be wider. So there, that terrace is 25 square meters in the middle. Medio, I just learned last night from Mr. Marrero, medio means middle. And the other units are 20 square meters of balcony terrace space. So 20 square meters are on the end, 25 square meters. And if anybody doesn't know, that's roughly 250 square feet. That is a huge terrace. That is luxury terrace. You can do a lot of things with an extra 20 by 10 square foot, basically. That's huge. And even 200 square meters is still 200 square feet. So either way, whether you're in the middle or on the end, that deck is huge. So that makes it luxurious. Notice up here on the top, it's still unclear. This is what I'm trying to understand, because these are penthouse units up here. This floor here makes it a penthouse when you can go up top, and I'm trying to find out, which is unknown at this point because these just got released yesterday, and this shows enclosures, and I'm trying to figure out if this is enclosures. Again, we'll get into it, but that makes these units, the one bedroom and two bedroom penthouse, that changes the whole ball game, because instead of a one bedroom, you now have another room upstairs, which now means this could actually be a two bedroom. And because the terrace space is like 70 square meters for a one bedroom, that's 800 square feet. So even if you had another one bedroom, you still are gonna have another 30, 50 square meters available. What are you gonna put up there? That's sweet, right? And if you're on the top floor, you might wanna put a jacuzzi up there. You might wanna put a pool table up there. You have options at this point with that amount of square footage. So anyhow, just wanted to point that out. Now look, here's the prices. I'm hoping quant means the amount of units that are available. Because if that is really 40 units that are available on the bottom floor, notice again the terrace over here. Notice the terrace is 20 square meters. So you know these are on the edges. Whereas the one in the middle has a 25 square foot terrace. Only $2,000 more, you best believe you should get the middle terrace for 5 square meters more. I would pay the extra $2,500. It's going to come in handy because you never know what the future is going to bring. Because you might say, you know what, can I put my own jacuzzi up here? You could put it there. So just think about it. All right, now. One bedrooms, there's 40 of those, if these numbers are correct. And again, this is on the bottom floor. They have a jacuzzi apparently already with it included. Oh, wait, these all include patinas, jacuzzis. oh, that's your private pool. So you're on the bottom floor. So that's your private pool right here. Then this particular one bedroom includes a jacuzzi. Oh my, I didn't even realize this. Okay, I'm getting a little more excited, ladies and gentlemen. The price is a very good price. Now, this includes a jacuzzi. I didn't realize this. On the bottom floor, they're including a one bedroom, 52 square meters. In case you don't know what a 52 square meters is, if you live in America, Canada, in America, basically is a one bedroom apartment. That's what it's like in America. You have a living room, dining room combination, then normally a kitchen, and then we're hoping at 52 square meters, they should have a half bath. I haven't seen the floor plans yet, but that fit, once you go to about 50 square meters and up, usually that will include a half bath. That's what you want if you're gonna get a one bedroom. $132,000 for a jacuzzi included, that's a winner. That means it's normally $122,000 plus jacuzzi. This is a winner, but notice again, the one bedroom, 40 units, have a 34 square meter terrace, okay? So that is on the ends on the bottom. So that is pretty cool. That's huge. Then the middle unit on the two bedroom is only 11 square meters. So you're gonna have to pick which building you're gonna be in, apparently, because they have different sizes, and I don't know why this is $157,000, but it's cheaper because it's a smaller terrace, no doubt. All right, now look, a one bedroom again, 52, 12, and this is the cheapest one bedroom you can get, $112,500, that's it. And this is actually more than the Cana Rocks, I mean, cheaper than the Cana Rocks, cheaper than the more expensive than Vista Conde. And I want to point out something else. Remember everything I'm saying, it's all based on you, because you can buy villas for these same prices. Primavera villa is $125,000. The new one that Investment Hawk just purchased, he got Del Mar 2, $135,000, is another three bedroom standalone villa. So keep in mind, this is special only from the standpoint of you have pools, you have restaurant and bar, you are downtown. So location, location, location will matter. Now, let's move along with the two bedroom in the middle, $157,000, cheaper than this one with the big terrace. So they have different buildings and building types. And yes, they do have elevators. There's elevators in the building, okay? Now, here's where I think the premium is right here. These penthouse units, this is what I started describing earlier. Notice this one bedroom penthouse, 68 square meters. They are building two bedroom apartments in a lot of the complexes, including the ones I mentioned in Vista Cana and Cana Rock, that two bedrooms are 70 square meters. This right here is a luxury apartment because this is roughly 750 square meters, 730 square feet I'm talking about, sorry, 730 square feet. That is huge for a one bedroom. And then, not only is that huge, their terrace is over 800 square feet for the penthouse. That is $167,000. And if they have a bedroom up here, like I mentioned earlier, this makes it super luxury. This is huge for a one bedroom. And actually, quite frankly, even though it's a one bedroom, you can sleep four for rental. You know, if you're gonna do rentals, you can sleep four because you're gonna have a sofa sleeper. Clearly, this is gonna have another, it might even have a whole nother two bathrooms in this unit because they have enough room for it. And I'm hoping, beyond hope, that the penthouse has a bathroom upstairs, because if it has a bathroom upstairs, then you can make a bedroom upstairs on the terrace. And if the terrace is enclosed, you definitely are gonna make a bedroom upstairs. And this turns into a two bedroom penthouse unit with two master suites, because each room has its own bathroom. So I'm hoping, if the best case scenario for pure luxury is one bedroom, two or three bathrooms. That's what you want to have. You want to either have a bathroom upstairs on the terrace and a bathroom downstairs in the unit, or ideally, you want two bathrooms in the one bedroom unit, and then when you go upstairs, you want one on the terrace. That would be ideal. That would make it super luxury, and you can still put in extra units. Never mind. Now, let's get to the two bedroom. The two bedroom penthouse is going to be in the middle. And remember, they're showing pictures of enclosures in that middle unit. Just to recap, let me go back up here and show you what I'm talking about here. Here it is. You see that? This is in the middle. I see a building there. I see windows. I'm thinking, I like this. That means this is pretty major to me. From a standpoint of an investor and a person who's going to rent it out, or even if you're going to live there, this is plenty of space. Never mind the roughly 900 square feet of the two-bedroom apartment, which again is larger than most two-bedroom apartments because most of the time it's like 70 meters, 75 meters, 68, 65 square meters, 88 square meters. 900 square feet is not huge by American standards, but it's huge by the rest of the world standards. And to see that 85 square meter terrace, man, and an enclosure, and if there's a bathroom up there, that's 900 square feet, ladies and gentlemen. You might want to start looking at the square footage of your rooms in your house or your apartment, because most rooms in a house are 10 by 10. That's only 100 square feet. That's like 9 square meters. All right, just to give you an idea. So you have to start realizing 88 of those rooms, 10 by 10 rooms, you get 8 of those, is what I'm trying to say. Okay, you got to start thinking about this. That is a huge space, and if part of that is enclosed, depending on how much of it's enclosed, we're hoping that about 600 square feet's enclosed, because you know you can make a one-bedroom unit out of that, but you're not. You're going to make a one-bedroom, and then you're going to throw like a game room up there or something, or a bar and jacuzzis and all that, but jacuzzis included, so you have it up there already. All I'm saying is this price points are on point. Now, we're going to get into something else. I'm going to start showing you some pictures because I've been fawning all over this, and I want to know what you guys think, because I think this is pretty awesome. Here you go. This is some of the renderings. Remember, these are renderings. But again, I look for the items that I can use to promote to get more money. And how do I get more money? I get more money for rentals if I have a downstairs unit where you walk into the pool. And I think this picture here solves my issue. They are planning on having some barrier here, so nobody is going to be confused about my unit on the bottom. There's no confusion because you're going to have to walk through some bushes or barrier. So therefore, that clears that up. And again, on the left-hand side, you can see that as well. And you have your own little landing area. And sure, you sell that, share that pool with three other apartments. But so what? You don't need what is that going to be? 20, 60, 70, 100 feet? You don't need a 100-foot pool. That's plenty of room for people in a 100-foot pool. And once you live around water, you don't even value it that much in the first place. Everybody that lives on the beach, they don't go to the beach every day. And at first, when you live there, you're thinking, I'm going to the beach every day. Then after you live there, you just look out your window and be going about your business. Same thing's going to happen with the pool right outside your back door. So there won't be like 30 people in the pool, is all I'm trying to say. Now, notice the other pool in the middle. That's pretty sweet, right? Let's keep going. Here we go. This is going to be parking. You're going to have one spot. It's going to be downtown, so it's going to be tight. Notice they're showing all these Mini Cooper type vehicles in here. So if you're going to have a vehicle there, I would go by the renderings and think, okay, we're not going to have enough room for these SUV type vehicles. Think small vehicles, getting around. Don't think you're going to be trying to do anything crazy. You know, like a little golf cart or something might make sense too, but get your one spot. Make sure if you're going to have a vehicle there that it's just going to be a smaller size vehicle. No sense in doing anything crazy. All right, here goes another view, ladies and gentlemen. This is looking pretty sweet. Whoever has a downstairs unit suite, whoever has an upstairs unit suite. And once again, I'm noticing upstairs, they have enclosures. But I actually had video of their of this design. And the video, notice up here, there's an opening. It doesn't show enclosed in their video. It just shows open with a canopy coming across the top. Now, that is gonna be very major because we're gonna have to figure out why some of these pictures look like there's an enclosure and some are open. And that just is gonna change the whole game, because if it's open, that means we can't put a bedroom up there. And see, right here, I can't really tell from here. You guys let me know what you think, because in the other pictures. Now, notice the restaurant and bar. Here's that little seating area that they showed. So that looks to be like a legitimate thing. Hanging out, chilling. I like this. I really like how they designed this for a resort slash living location. And of course, for rental purposes, we love that. Here is a picture of the lobby area. You park, people check in, check out. I'm assuming that's probably an option. I don't really know the full thing. Like I said, this just got dropped yesterday. So nobody. Look, again, what do you see up top? I see enclosures. So I don't know if they have different buildings or what is going on. But this, there's a jacuzzi on somebody's deck. Notice third floor up in the middle, ladies and gentlemen. Second floor, more water. Is this getting a little bit more awesome? What the heck is going on here? I love it. So some people have their jacuzzis on their deck, which they did say included in our discussions before. So I want to go to the price once again so we can see. Here's that one bedroom with jacuzzi on the bottom, but they're showing jacuzzis on decks, which this right here, the prices aren't accounted for. So all I can say is that's a little bit of excitement right there. That showed options. And then of course you can see the jacuzzis on the bottom with the artificial grass, I'm assuming there. And then they still have a little terrace area before you get out to their pool areas. And I see the trees, which I'm not fond of. I'm not fond of green and trees around a pool. Let's just put it that way. Filtering system and getting your pool cleaned is always a nightmare when you have shrubs and things like that around it. Not a big fan of that. But hey, if this is their design, it is what it is. Everybody's gonna have to pay the HOAs. That's all I can say. Here we go again with the check-in location. This looks to be like the lobby. It looks open to me. I can't see anything else. It looks like parking, maybe underground, or maybe not. I can't tell because I see a door on the right-hand side. I don't know why there would be a door there. But we'll find that out all later, but that's not our deal. Notice upstairs, people have jacuzzis on their deck because, of course, the deck is 200 square feet. That's huge. You can put jacuzzis up there. I just want to know what that other picture was showing with the jacuzzis. This picture right here, I want to know what this is, because that is pretty cool. So we're going to have to get all this situated. But once again, pictures of the restaurant and bar. And again, there are different buildings because these are rounded versus the other ones that are square. So it appears these penthouse units are still up in the air. It looks like it's enclosed to me. I need to know this because this is pretty major right here. Almost 2,000 square feet. That's luxury. People walking by in the renderings once again. Oh, the aquatic pool for the children. This is why a two bedroom would come in much more valuable at this location. Because now you can say you're downtown, and you also can say, oh, look, we have a kids' water park. Even though it's minor, even though the kids that they're talking about is probably going to be, what, 10 and under? 12 and under, maybe. Definitely 15, 16 probably wouldn't be down. They're going to be like, no, they'll be more interested in the pool itself. But this little water park thing, a lot of people bring their kids 10 years old, 8 years old, 5 years old, three years old. So this is major. You can market this. So start thinking about that. All of this comes into play. So whether you're on the bottom floor, you still can say, there's a kids pool, kids splash park on site, show the pictures. Now people are thinking, okay, we can stay here. This isn't just for adults only. Look at that. Straight up, they have a whole venue for kids. The question is, do you want your unit in front of this or do you want your unit away from this? That's the question. Personally, if you want to know my opinion, I don't want to be next to it. You can easily walk around to it. But what I'm trying to say is that means you could have noise from kids. You guys know how kids are. Let's get real. All right? Kids could be out there at 8 in the morning. I doubt it's 7, but they could be out there 8 in the morning. They could be out there at 9 at night. So I want the option. I want people to have the option to go over where the noise is. That's all I'm saying, because that pool thing and the bar is on this same line. Parents are going to be at the bar and restaurant potentially. Kids are going to be at this place. This is going to be one hustling, bustling area. So do you want to put your condo in that area? I normally do not like that. I want to give it a choice to the guest. If they want to be in that noisy area, they can walk 100 feet and get there. You know, so I'd get a building that's either one behind or one down the way, but I wouldn't get one directly where the pool is or the bar. All right, so let's see. I was going to, this is just another picture. Look at that. Let me know if upstairs is enclosed. It looks enclosed to me. So here's the parking garage. Once again, repeat, you only have one spot, valet parking. Again, drop off, they have two drop off locations. Here goes another one, and clearly this is the reception area. But Aurora Luxury Punta Cana, reception area, and then there's another location, which I like too. You just don't clog up everything in one spot. And you'll see what I'm talking about here in a second. Here's the overview, and it appears, if this is all there is, that means most people are going to be in this area where you walk in. So look at this picture very carefully. What unit would you choose? That's the question. When you know the water park, the restaurant and bar is down the middle and all the places flank the middle, if this is how big the complex is, are you going to be by the parking garage? Or are you going to pick the unit at the end, which is away from everything, but it doesn't appear that you have the penthouse unit there. It appears the penthouse units are on almost all the other buildings, and this one has a different setup, but we're gonna find out. And we don't know right now as I'm doing this, but I'm gonna find out. Here we are again. Nice views, sunset views. That's interesting, they're showing that. And once again, pretty simple. Restaurant, bar, seating over the water. This time they don't show the fire pit. That's interesting. And I'm also thinking people are gonna sit there and you're gonna be able to order your food potentially, maybe even drinks, maybe. I don't know. That means they're gonna have plastic glasses and plastic everything, because it's not a combination glass and water areas. That's not a good combination. All right, here we go again with the aerial views. Let me know what you guys think, if this is it. Now, as far as location, I still don't know. I think we're gonna have to revisit this, but I think it's on next to the beach, but it's on the side closest to downtown. So if you're walking from downtown to the beach, you're gonna come to Aurora Luxury first, and then the beach project is gonna be beyond that, if I have the bearings right. And so that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to wrap this up. And oh, by the way, I want to say, let me know what you think, because this is going down right now. All right? It's going down. And I would suggest, if you're going to make a move, the problem is $3,000 to reserve, 20% down. So you saw the prices, 20% down, and then you're gonna have roughly 26 to 30 months to pay 40% during delivery. So 40% of, let's call it, I'll go round up to 200, that would mean $80,000. Or 40% is 45,000 if you do the one bedroom unit for 112,000. That is what you're gonna pay over, I'll call it 30 months. So you just divide like 80 by 30, that's your number. Then you divide 45 by 30, that's your number. That's your monthly payment. Again, no credit check, no qualifying. So I want to thank you for watching the video, ladies and gentlemen. I expect some feedback, and let me know what you're thinking, whether you're an investor, whether you're going to live there, whether you would rent it out, because depending on your options as far as what you're trying to do will depend on if you think this is a good investment or not. So all with all that said, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. And I know it's hard out here, and that's why we have to keep going in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. We have to go with no barriers to entry. But you know what's coming, and you're going to have to be prepared. And the best preparation is to make sure that you have revenue coming in no matter what happens financially with the United States and the rest of the world and the global economy. And with all that said, keep your head up, keep moving, and I'm out.